On to page three. Well, Lyle Butler, are we that
page
close?
Page one and a half.
Oh, okay. All right. We're still going. Here we go.
We got to get through this before we run out of time.
We got less than 8 minutes.
Yeah, okay. We can handle it. Highway 24, a lot of people seeing the construction going on there for two new restaurants, Raising Cane's at 325 East Points Avenue, and also Panera Bread is putting in a second location in our community, and that'll be at 325 East Points as well. Fox Home Innovations is going out at XL Road and Highway 24, late 2018. And then again on Highway 24, we've talked about Old Navy, and we've talked about Ross's, and you asked me a question off the break. Is I don't have a date for Old Navy. Okay. I know they're advertising for help. I don't have a specific date for Ross's either, but I'm assuming those will be in the next few months. They're working on the remodel and going on there. Robin's Commercial Trucks, they have the car dealership on the east side, but they're going to have a big commercial truck center on Highway 24 and XL Road. We have a new car dealership coming to town. A Kia dealership is
really
going to be in Manhattan. They're going to be located out on Highway 24, so we should be seeing some more information about that. So that's a brand new car dealership. It's not owned by any of the local folks here in our community, local car dealers. It's a someone else in Kansas has got that franchise, and so we'll be having a new dealership.
Do you have a specific location on 24 where that's going to be?
I haven't been able to confirm that. I just don't spread rumors. So, and then Heritage North, there's going to be a women's health group and some physician offices. This is Heritage South is on one side of the street. Heritage North, the infrastructure is going in, and there's a lot of room for other commercial mixed-use development there. And the only thing we have right now is a women's health group, and some physician offices will be at that location coming up. And I don't have a timetable on that, but construction has started. And let's see, back around Kansas State University, KSU Foundation has got their second office building going up at calling it 1880 Kimball, and that's under construction. They hope to have that open and operational August of 2018. And then Pi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are all doing new construction, and so a lot of activities there. We just got word here that on McCall Road, Menards is going to be doing some expansion on the inside of their store. They're going to be putting some second story stuff up that'll be open to the public, and I don't have a timetable on that. So that's not exterior, that's on the interior side. I think Little Apple Toyota, we've talked about that, has done some expansion, and I think they're about wrapped up with that at 2828 Amherst Avenue. Also by the Manhattan Area Technical College, they're continuing to do some alterations on the inside of their building, but also a lot of people in what I call the front of their building, West Star Substation is under construction there, and that's going to provide better reliability and allow the west side of Manhattan to continue to grow with infrastructure, and they hope to have that completed in June of 2018. We're still waiting construction to really start with the Genesis Health Club, their new facility on Stag Hill. We've talked about NBAF a little bit earlier, and out here close by your radio station at the corner of Casement and Marlette Avenue is it's Manhattan's largest apartment complex. People haven't driven out just to even see it. It's huge, a 622-unit complex. They are renting units there now on those buildings that they have finished. They're still working on completing that. And Scenic Crossing, and that's on the west side of town, Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. Again, that's a 23-acre mixed-use development. Again, you can see some housing has gone up. There's some two new single-family homes that are up and for sale, and there's going to be some duplexes in that development, and also commercial. And Shop Quick is supposed to be opened by the end of 2018. Again, at Scenic Drive and Anderson. ESB Financial is going to put a second location there, but they've now delayed that. They were going to open in 2018, and now they're going to open it in 2019. Wildcat Creek Fitness is going to be adding a major addition to their building. They hope to have that sometime this fall at 800 Annenberg Circle. So again, that's a second building that they're going to have on that side of town. Eventually, a new medical center is going to be added on the west side at about 30,000 square feet in that whole Claflin Medical Complex located in that area. Some other things happening. There's several remodelings that are going on. The Comfort Inn and Suites is doing some remodeling on the inside of their facility, and the Fairfield Inn is also doing some extensive remodeling. Both of those are going to be wrapping up here pretty soon, and Ready Systems continues to expand, and they're going to be doing some remodeling on the inside and maybe some further expansion on the outside. So another great local business. And I think I got most of what we are aware of. There's a lot of other pieces that are going on. A lot of things are pending. I know a lot of people have asked about what's going to go into Hastings. And I'm not sure that's official yet, but
rumors about that, which we don't substantiate.
But I do think that here shortly, maybe by the next, that again another national chain is looking at that Hastings space, which has been vacant now for a few months. So
you got your big chamber trip coming up too, don't you?
We have annually we take some chamber trips, and we actually have a group of people. We join with the Salina Chamber of Commerce, and we actually have a group that is in Greece right now during a trip. And next week we have another group that is going to go to France. And so we do an annual deal with lots of folks from this region that have gone. And last year we were in Italy, year before that, Ireland. So we enjoy taking some folks on some trips.
Great relationship building and networking
sightseeing,
and probably some good food involved
Lots of good stuff happening.
And also, I think we only got just about 20 seconds. I understand there's still some work in the legislature, that there's some talk about working with the internet sales tax.
Yes, and we're hopeful that we can get some stuff done, and we're very supportive of getting the Manhattan Chamber to help protect our local Main Street businesses.
Always a pleasure to have you in. It's even greater pleasure for me to be able to do the show mano a mano.
Mano a mano. Thank you, Dave. I enjoy it too.
April 18th is when you return, in case you were wondering.
Oh, okay, I'll check that.
Thursday.
Third Thursday.
I'm Dave Lewis. Lyle Butler, thanks so much for being here. Join us for KMAN's In Focus tomorrow. And we have K-State women's basketball tonight. Remember that, as that starts tonight at 6:30 in the WNIT. Clark Howard follows CBS News.